Hello, and welcome back to Biblically Centered Kids on this lovely Thursday, June 27th, 2024. This is Miss Danica.
And Mr. Johnny.
We're so happy to have you listening. This week, we're talking all about sharing God with others. If you recall, Virtue Z says, we zealously share the gospel with others, living our lives in a manner that points to God.
And today is New Testament Thursday. We're going to be reading a story from the New Testament in the Bible that illustrates this week's biblical family virtue. The New Testament contains stories about Jesus' life and some letters and stories from his disciples after Jesus went back to heaven. The Bible is a book given to us from God that tells us all about him. When we read it, we can discover what he's done in the past and then learn what he has to say to us today. So let's discover God's word where we can find absolute truth, godly wisdom, and the unchanging promises of our Creator.
Today's New Testament Thursday is going to be a little different because we're going to see how Jesus fulfilled Old Testament prophecies. We're also going to talk about how Jesus is the only way to God. All of the Old Testament points to the most important event in history, the birth, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. This amazing event is mentioned throughout the Bible and is the centerpiece of God's plan to save us.
If we look back all the way to the creation story in Genesis, we see that God is in control of everything. When God created the world, he made it perfect and good. But then, the story of Adam and Eve's fall into sin shows us why we need a savior. When Adam and Eve disobeyed God, sin entered the world, and people were separated from God. This separation means that we need someone to rescue us from sin.
The history of Israel, God's chosen people, shows us two important things. Number one, the background for when Jesus, the Son of God, would come to earth. And two, that people cannot save themselves by just trying to be good. We need Jesus to save us. For example, God gave the Israelites the Ten Commandments, but they really struggled to follow them perfectly. This showed that no matter how hard we try, we can't be perfect on our own.
In the New Testament, the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, tell the story of Jesus, our Savior, when he was on earth. Jesus performed miracles, taught about God's kingdom, and showed us how to live. But the most important thing he did was to die on the cross for our sins and then rise from the dead. Because of his death and resurrection, we can be forgiven and have a relationship with God.
The rest of the New Testament teaches us how to live as followers of Jesus because of what he did for us. It shows us how to love others, how to share the good news, and how to live in a way that honors God. Books like Acts and the letters from Paul, Peter, and John guide us in our faith and help us to understand how to follow Jesus every day.
The Bible contains many prophecies or messages from God about the future. These are especially found in books like Daniel in the Old Testament and Revelation in the New Testament. These prophecies tell us about the wonderful eternal paradise that Jesus saves us to and the terrible eternal separation from God that he saves us from. Prophecies in the Old Testament pointed forward to Jesus and his mission to save us.
The whole story of Jesus is woven throughout the Bible. There are many prophecies in the Old Testament about Jesus' first coming. Sometimes these are big, obvious prophecies, and other times they are smaller hints that point to what Jesus would do. For example, Isaiah 7:14 says, "Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and will call him Emmanuel." This prophecy was fulfilled when Jesus was born to Mary.
One scholar, J. Barton Payne, found as many as 574 verses in the Old Testament that talk about or refer to the coming Messiah. Another scholar, Alfred Edersheim, found 456 verses referring to the Messiah or his times. These prophecies include where he would be born, how he would live, how he would die, and rise again.
This means that the story of Jesus is not just in the New Testament. It's actually everywhere in the Bible. It shows that God had a plan to save us all along, and Jesus is the key part of that plan. Only through Jesus can we come to God. Jesus said in John 14:6, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." This verse tells us that Jesus is the only way to have a relationship with God and to be saved.
As we look at the stories and prophecies in the Old Testament and see how they point to Jesus, we can understand more about God's big plan and how we can be a part of it by sharing the gospel with others. Let's pray. God, we are in amazement about how you have worked throughout history. Your hand has been in every story, and your purpose has been seen throughout time. Thank you for your son Jesus, who you sent to save us from our sin. Please forgive us today and make us brand new. Help us to be excited to be followers of God and to share you with others. In Jesus' name, amen.
Well, thank you so much for joining us this Thursday. Don't forget to tell your mom or dad to visit biblicallycentered.com for some free downloads on biblically centered virtue. We're so glad you listened along with us today.
Let's be zealous about sharing the gospel. Until next time.